So you end up losing all the games that you were planning on playing down at Belmont this weekend. But that's part of coaching in we call it spring. Part of coaching in the late winter and early spring is, man, you got to be flexible.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's one of the great things about coaching at Maine, the challenges that we have and how we're going to overcome them and things that we have to deal with. So, I've been on the phone all day today trying to find another tournament for the last week of February and seeing if we can make that work financially and stay within the budget and so forth. So this one's down, but we'll just keep working on another one.
If not, right now the first games would be March 3rd when you'll be out in Phoenix.
Yes, that's right. We'll go out to Grand Canyon and play Grand Canyon University, and then we'll play Creighton that weekend, and then Arizona State on Wednesday, and then head up to Colorado State and play in a tournament up there.
Well, let's talk about your team. After your great run last year, you were picked number one in the preseason polls. I know those don't mean much of anything to coaches, but it is at least a nice sign of respect from the other people in the league.
Yeah, it is. And, I think it also, a couple years ago, we were 8-39. So it brings you back to those days of things you had to overcome back 4 or 5 years ago and how far your program's come and how far the kids have worked and how they've committed to it and so forth. So it's nice. And, the great thing for me was when I told the girls that we were picked number one, not one person said anything. It was like, Coach, we expected that, and let's move on to the next thing. So that's a good sign, too.
So, Mike, what are your expectations for the team this season?
Rich, I think, every time you go out and play, you expect you're going to win, and we want to win the conference tournament again. Our girls, last year when we had our exit interview, said, Coach, we can win a game in a regional. So, we want to get to the regional again and try to win a game in a regional. But I think, day to day, our expectations are that we're going to go out and be great teammates and give 100% of practice and be unselfish and do everything we can to make that happen at the end of the year. I'd say, of all the teams I've coached for a long time, this team is pretty focused on just today. And when they come to practice, they're ready to practice. And it doesn't matter if we're in the field house or the dome or where we are, they go at it 100%. And it's great to go to practice when you have people like that.
You had some very talented young players last year. What about newcomers? Who are some faces that fans should keep an eye out for this season?
Well, we only have one newcomer, Emily Gilmore, from Bangor, mm-hmm. who's our only freshman. And, she's really been great. She works hard. I see her playing for us at some time a lot. I'm not sure it'll be this year or when it is, but, she's really dug in and done a great job for us. Lorene German will play second base for us. She was a freshman last year and didn't play much. She'll start at second and play, and she's done a great job. She played mostly outfield last year. We'll probably end up putting Maddie Decker at third. Maddie played off and on, but mostly was used as a pinch hitter and had the big home run against Albany as a pinch hitter. And we'll put Alyssa Derrick out in right field to start with, because that just makes us better defensively. And then the only other thing is we'll put Rachel Harvey behind the plate. She played left field last year. So there's a lot. There's only one new one, and everything else is pretty much the same.
Now, last year, I know when you got to the regionals, you faced a level of pitching that you don't get to see in the conference. And to get better, you need to improve against that level of pitching. Is that something you're trying to do through those non-conference games?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a new pitching machine generously we've borrowed from Don Stanhope over at Bangor that allows us to crank the ball up a little bit harder and move it, screwball, curveball type thing. And then those tournaments, that's why we're going to play in what we're doing this year in our spring trip. It's the best spring trip we've faced in a while. It'll be very challenging for us. But we need to see that kind of pitching, and the girls are ready for that. We knew, 4 years ago that this senior class was going to be our first one, and we pretty much designed this spring trip based on the fact that we thought we'd have a lot of experience.
I got to ask you, Mike, when fall rolls around, are you going to be comfortable at all wearing Rhode Island Rams gear?
I can only wear gear that says Rhode Island baseball. That's it. I cannot wear anything else. My allegiances are with the University of Maine. And to be honest with you, I don't even have anything that says Rhode Island on it right now.
Oh, you'll have time. You'll have time to take care of that.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
Well, Mike, we look forward to talking with you throughout the course of the season. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and hopefully we'll get this weather behind us and get something more designed for softball before too long.
I'm all for it. Thank you very much.
You bet. We'll see you, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Mike Coots, Maine softball coach here on Downtown.